Next case, please.
The next application is 11,867. Nicholas J. Discoli seeks variances from the side yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of the dead end of Taft Avenue, approximately 390 feet southwest of Old Lighthouse Road. The 911 address is 38835 Taft Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 166. Specifically, they're requesting a 5-foot variance, a 0.5-foot variance, and a 0.3-foot variance. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gerald M. Descoli, 24221 Hawkins Landing Drive, Laytonville, Maryland, 20882.
Okay, wait right here. State your name and address for the record.
Nick Descoli, 4460 Channel Service, Gary Township.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening again. What I've submitted to Ms. Cornwell is a copy of a letter from that I just received today from the Cape Windsor Community Association. And the basis of the letter really is that my clients seek to actually tear down the existing mobile home and structure on the property. And they submitted to the Architectural Review Committee for Cape Windsor. And the Architectural Review Committee basically has gone through and said that based on the plans they've submitted, they don't have an objection except for some minor issues which they're going to work with the association. So I wanted to submit that to show you they've worked with the association. The pictures submitted show the existing mobile home, and it shows the, for a better term, the first picture is the right side of the property, which adjacent to their neighbors. And then if you look at the second picture, it shows the front of the mobile home. And then the third picture is on the lagoon side, showing the enclosed weather room, and actually shows the dock area. I think it was important to point out in this matter, the property has been in my client's family for since the Cape Windsor was developed. Their parents bought the property back in 1970 from Mr. Tate of Great Eastern Inc., and actually had had a mobile home placed on the property. Subsequently, there were permits issued to replace the mobile home, which is on the property, in I believe it was in 1986, February 11th of 86, and then there was some bulkheading done, another permit in 2007. Subsequently, their parents passed away. And as shown by the deed I've attached, the property passed to the children. And there's a deed attached to this back in 2014. The children have talked to various builders, and attached to the application is some pictures of the proposal of from Rick Evans, a design individual, showing the proposed construction of a home on the property. In order to construct that home, they were planning to do a couple of things which will improve the property. One is the improve some of the parking issues, because along Taft Avenue, they are at the end of Taft Avenue, and there's a very little area to turn around, so they were going to move the structure back, not requirement to build it in that building envelope, but again giving some area in the front for parking, but also give some turnaround because it dead ends, as you can see from the picture, into the lagoon. They're also seeking, therefore, along the neighbor side, which they, again, they've talked to the neighbors, to seek a 5-foot variance to construct it. Given the architectural plans, we would just need a minimal variance on the lagoon side, but it will also correct the situation because the existing structure really is within, is closer than 5 feet of that property, despite having the permits in 86. So we're seeking really minimal variances along the lagoon in essence from a half a foot to three-tenths of a foot, but seeking 5 feet along the side. And they believe by doing that, they'll open up some of the area for parking and also turnaround area when people come down Taft Avenue. The rear, there's not going to be an issue on the rear because they're going to be more than the 20-foot setback. The variance they're seeking, their neighbors also sought a variance, and they were in support of that. But to give a little bit of background of the property itself, we talk about uniqueness. The property, again, in Cape Windsor, has a frontage of 45.65 feet, and along the rear, 46.96. So it's a little bit narrow. It's less than 50 feet. Depth-wise, it's a pretty good-sized lot. That's why they're able to shift into that building envelope to improve the situation. The also on those same issues, obviously they're going to, given the nature of the property, if they left as it stood right now, really we'd have to be coming in here to seek variances because based on what we know now, the property itself in its current situation does violate some of the setbacks as to what they are today. Maybe not 1970 or 73 or 86, but they do violate. So in essence, we're going to by tearing this structure down or tearing this mobile home down, we're going to create a situation where we're going to seek the minimum variance needed. So again, it's going to be the 5 feet on the one side, almost 10 feet on the other side, within that area, and it's the minimum variance that we're seeking. But given the current structure being there since first the 70s and then from 86, it's not going to affect the essential character of the neighborhood. In fact, it's going to improve the neighborhood, as you can see from the proposed plans versus what it looks in the picture. So it'll be an improvement for Cape Windsor, and given some of the nature of some of the other variances sought. But have I adequately presented the need for the variances here tonight?
You need to, yes. Gentlemen, come up here, please, when you answer it, so we can get it on tape. Yeah.
Yes.
Certainly. And my client, there are two of the four owners of the property. Their other siblings aren't here tonight, but they're here. So.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll see. We'll see if you have any questions from the members, and I'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
Could you tell me approximately the square footage of the home, of the proposed home?
You know, proposed home? That's a good question. We talked to two different builders and came up with vastly different numbers, with 4,400. But that includes the garage and every square inch, but including decks and whatnot.
Including the garage that is underneath?
Yes, the first part of the bottom of it will be the garage.
Is there any living space on the first floor?
When you say the first floor, yeah, on that
ground
first
level.
Yes,
ground
it's going to be up and out of the floodplain.
Okay,
so the garage and then about 54 inches rise, and then some living area.
On the one plan, and if you look at the plan attached, you're going to see the two garages towards the end. You'll see the garages on the plan.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. But the intent is to use the property for your personal use.
Yes. Yeah. We have a growing family, and we spent almost 50 years down here now. So as our families grow, we want to keep that experience going.
Oh,
and,
that's great.
And the three bedrooms we have now are not going to facilitate that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Burke?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
And I take it that it meets the height setback requirements.
Yeah, we're working with the builder to make sure that happens. We're going to go as many courses out of the floodplain as we can and then stay within the 42-foot restriction or height restriction.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mills. Mr. Shrimp, any questions?
Yeah. Any flooding problems on the property?
Well, you mean flooding problems. Sandy hit us pretty hard. We had to rebuild we had a lot of problems. Lost air conditioning units and whatnot. So that's why we're going to go off that home.
Is there a reason you can't fit it in the building envelope or minimize the encroachment into the building, to the setbacks? Because we got encroachments here on both sides, so...
Right, on the one side, we've actually shrunk it in from our original design by about 18 inches. We had hoped to do that to fit into the envelope, but what we didn't take into account was that the property narrows by a foot as you go back, and that's how we ended up 2 or 3 inches into the lagoon side. We were trying to make sure we stayed in the envelope. What we didn't do is maximize everything and go all the way on all of the envelopes because we wanted to facilitate parking and a turnaround on one side and stay off the bay on the front.
Because there's no cul-de-sac there on that?
There is not. There is not.
Okay, I don't have any further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think there is a uniqueness in that the lot width is less than the standard of 50 feet in that area. And I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, the applicants didn't create the lot width and just trying to improve the property over what is currently there. And I don't think that it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary, and I think they're asking for a minimum of afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,867.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,867. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,867 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Okay.